Stuck in a dinner routine rut? Picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Cook Unity offers over 400 meals for every palate. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Everybody knows the Masters is coming up, and everybody pretends like they love golf. Whenever the Masters comes around, you can guarantee all the people that suddenly think they have some kind of insight into golf or into golf betting come out of the woodwork. One of the things that I'm finding interesting before it all starts at Augusta is how there's always a controversy. There's always something. Remember when the crazy lady was down at Augusta and she was trying to get women to be members at Augusta National? Good old Martha Burke. She was the chairwoman of the National Council of Women's Organizations. And she protested the all-male membership 20 years ago. Now she's 81 and still fighting for women's rights from New Mexico. Everyone remembers when she led the protest. She did a recent interview. She said it was very casual, the conversation at the end of the board meeting. I found out about this club and said I was thinking about writing a letter. Everyone said, fine, write the letter. I never expected my letter to go anywhere. I thought in a few years I might have followed up with a phone call. And, of course, Hootie Johnson, the chair at Augusta National, wrote a three-sentence reply to her that club matters were private. The next day, he issued a scathing, almost 1,000-word statement to the media that defended the rights of the private club and said a woman joining Augusta National would be on the club's timetable and not at the point of a bayonet. And there was the controversy. 20 years ago, with a rally during the third round, Burke wore a bulletproof vest under a green golf shirt. She spoke to supporters in a parking lot about a half mile away from Magnolia Lane because authorities denied her permission to get anywhere near the club. And then it all kind of died down, or so they thought it died down. TV sponsors returned in 2005, and after the Masters had cut them loose to keep them out of it, it wasn't until 9 years after the protest that Augusta National announced that former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and another woman, a financier named Darla Moore, had accepted invitations to join the club. Burke said, we did not succeed in our goal to get the club open to women at the time. They waited long enough that we wouldn't get credit. But had we not done what we did, I think there still would not be women members. During the battle, Burke was invited to be part of a Golf World magazine cover. It was headlined The Year of the Woman. She was one of five women on the cover as top newsmakers of the year and had no way of knowing that at the time, one of them, Susan Whaley, would go on to become the first female president of the PGA of America. Well, of course, everything has changed over the last 20 years, but not quick enough for some who still see a huge gender disparity. Augusta National has at least six female members wearing green jackets during the Masters. And you really see it outside the club. 2 years after Augusta National had their first female members, Whaley in 2014 was elected secretary of the PGA of America, a 28,000-strong organization of club pros. She rose to president 4 years later. Diana Murphy in 2016 became only the second president in the over 120-year history of the USGA. The Royal and Ancient Golf Club voted overwhelmingly in 2014 to accept women for the first time and later removed Muirfield from the British Open rotation when the historic golf club in Scotland rejected mixed memberships. Muirfield held a second vote in 2017 and changed their opinions and changed with the times. The club, known as the Honorable Company of Edinburgh Golfers, that dates to 1744, not only has women members, it hosted a Women's British Open last year for the first time. The USGA in 2007 announced the US Women's Open would be at Pebble Beach. Certainly an iconic venue for the men's U.S. Open. That is a reality this summer. Also on the USGA calendar is a second staging of the U.S. Open and the U.S. Open Women's Open at Pinehurst number 2 in consecutive weeks. Whaley said, if you look at the world, if you look at golf, we've come a long way. I'd like to paraphrase Condi Rice. She always talks about suffrage and things that happened before, but also look forward. What can I do to make it better for those who come behind us? She earned her place on the Golf World cover as a Connecticut club pro who became the first woman since 45 to qualify for a PGA Tour event. Of course, Annika Sorenstam, who was also on that cover, played a men's event 2 months ahead of Whaley as she got a sponsor invite. Now, Whaley serves on the board of the Annika Foundation, and they caught up doing a CBS special. Whaley talked about the Masters controversy being right on top of us as they prepared to play against the men, and they couldn't get through an interview without being asked about it. And she said, Whaley, we were all thrown together in this women's movement in golf. She played the LPGA Tour briefly, married a club pro, had two daughters, and kept golfing. She spent hours with famed teachers, and it led her to getting certified as a teaching pro by the LPGA Tour and the PGA of America. She was then running golf courses, you name it. I mean, she did it all. There's been so many changes for women in roles in golf from 20 years ago, like engineers and the technology of drivers, rules officials, GM of a 140-year-old club that hosted the U.S. Open last year, the president of a club hosting the 28 Olympics in L.A. I mean, it's all happening. She said, we can celebrate progress where we are today. The question is, where are we going to be next? What's next for corporate? What's next for media? The bottom line is, I'm really happy with where we're headed. We need serious support to get where we should be. Now you have Alex Baldwin, the first woman to be president of the Corn Ferry Tour, and that's the path to the PGA Tour in the minors, basically. She said, we had a dinner in Savannah, and we had 60 different title sponsors. We had an event operators came out. We had a golf course owner, and it was people who represented our tour. It literally was 50-50 between men and women. I've been to a lot of dinners where I'm the only woman. It was a cool movement to have, seeing all the women there. Obviously, Korn Ferry's where Scheffler started. Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Zach Johnson. Baldwin's in her fourth year as president, and she's noticed fewer questions about women in leadership roles. She's happy about that. She attributes gains to a changing culture in society, not just golf. Burke still does media. She does podcasts. She's 81, like I said, and she said, how many women are at Augusta now? 6? That's 2%. And she said, it's not enough. Let's do a little math. Women are still pathetically behind in U.S. business anyway. We've just broken through to 10% of CEOs in Fortune 500s. If you equate that, which is something you ought to do, to the membership at Augusta, they ought to have at least 30 women members. Burke said, even though it's been 20 years, people still stop me on the street to remark when they hear my name. I'm fond of saying the Augusta fight will be on my gravestone. How crazy is that story that it's still alive all these years later and golf still has all kinds of problems? Defending Masters champ John Rahm, Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, and other LIV golfers said that the sport needs to be reunited before too many golf fans turn away for good. DeChambeau said this week, the fans are what drive this sport. If we don't have fans, we don't have golf. We are not up here entertaining. The most important thing as of right now, the low-hanging fruit, there's got to be a way to come together. And it needs to happen fast. It's not a two-year thing. Like, it needs to happen quicker rather than later just for the good of the sport. Too many people are losing interest in golf. All the best golfers in the world will be playing at Augusta next week. It's the first of the four majors when golfers from the competing circuits are going to be playing together. The LIV Tour guys will have 13 guys there, including seven past Masters champs competing at Augusta. And DeChambeau said, the only answer for us is somehow come together in some sort of terms where it makes sense for us to be playing all again in somewhat of the same boat. It's great to have majors where we come together, but we want to be competing, at least I want to be competing every week with all of the best players in the world. Of course, LIV plays for the Public Investment Fund, the Saudis. They financed the LIV Golf League the last 3 years. They're considering making an investment of as much as $3 billion, allegedly, in PGA Tour Enterprises, the new for-profit entity the PGA Tour formed with Strategic Sports Group this year. As for Rory McIlroy, he said, there needs to be a correction. I think what's happening is not sustainable right now, so something needs to happen to try to bring it all back together so we can all move forward and we don't have this division that's sort of ongoing. They keep going down those different paths, and I just don't see how that benefits anyone in the long run. I think it's a shame for the overall game of golf. Mickelson said the sport is still in a transitional state and there's too much disruption. Phil said, I don't know how it's going to end out exactly or what it's going to look like. I'm putting my trust in Yasser and where the game is headed more globally. But at some point when it gets ironed out, I think it's going to be a much better place where you bring the best players from around the world. It's going to open up more opportunities for manufacturing, course design, for players in different parts of the world to be inspired and enter the game. I think it's going to be in a much better place. Wow, a lot of arguing still going on. Can anybody get along? Let's see if they can get along at next week's Masters.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.